No, you can't say that. You must buy. You must keep Games Workshop going so that we in turn keep going.
Yeah, that's true. I am excited to see what they're gonna do. I keep now that like I still haven't seen a armored rat ogre unit. I saw the new Thankwell and Bone Ripper
Yeah.
model.
Have you seen the stats for it?
No, are
Oh
there
yeah,
stats?
there's a leak, grainy picture. It's so bad that you need like Superman vision. But it's
Supermanification.
like movement 6, weapon
And then
skill
like
unknown, bow skill unknown, strength 6, toughness 5, 8 wounds, initiative 5, 6 attacks, leadership 7.
eight
Yeah, it's
wounds.
combined profile and Bone Ripper's a monster, isn't he now? 4 up ward. He's still got his amulet, which regens. He's still got all the Warp Stone tokens. Apparently, he can.
So they basically literally combined the profiles, gave him all the wounds into one
Yep.
profile. So he doesn't have the stupidity dumb stuff that he used to
Nope.
have with
He's just
Bone
large
Ripper.
target, terror unbreakable.
Now there's no problem with Bone Ripper being the general of the army, despite the. Ah, that was dumb. Because they're one model now. Now, how many warp fire attacks does he get? Because I saw four on that model.
Apparently, there's in the top right-hand corner. Apparently, if you've got the vision of God or you're a Terminator, you can read that it says you can fire twice a turn, and you don't have to fire at the same target, and it can fire every turn. It's quick to fire, move or
Oh.
fire,
Oh
so it
my
can stand and
God.
shoot with two templates, basically.
So, who cares about standing and shooting? You can move
No,
and
it's
shoot with
move or
that.
shoot.
Oh, it is move or shoot? Damn. All those plans
But
just went out the
it
window.
also has like a pestilence option where it has plague flails, which actually seems
Why?
better. Have you not seen that alternative picture?
Thankful's not.
Yeah, but it's just a big monster of doom. It is plus one strength, flaming attacks, multi wounds D3, rerolls failed to wound, the fumes of pestilence, and it's a warp stone weapon. There's a little line somewhere. Where is it? You have to like squint and take a year off your eyesight to read it. Says something about impact hits. So presumably, rat ogres now have ogre charge. I'm going with, but it's not anywhere on this
Or some
page.
equivalent.
Rat ogre charge.
It probably will just end up being like one impact hit. I'm not. Well, I mean, we'll see. If there are new rat ogres, they haven't been shown
I
yet.
think they're saving them. There's a new unit.
Yeah, I'm starting to lean toward the rumors that there may be monsters, Kev.
Oh. I just want decent freaking rat ogres, because
And
rat ogres are rubbish as they currently are.
no, I agree. I haven't taken them since almost seventh edition now. Like, I took them a couple games in eighth, and they were with Squeal. Like the sixth unit with Squeal is like okay. Or whatever the character's name is, the 100-point Packmaster that gives him regeneration potentially, or extra attacks. Both of those are fantastic. Poison's kind of meh.
Yeah.
But that unit packs a punch and can do pretty well as long as it doesn't get shot to pieces by a million cannons. And as more and more factions have gotten cannons over the course of this year, that unit has gotten less and less potentially useful. So sadly, it got retired.
Well, I don't understand the cannon love, but I suppose if they're going to give everyone massive monsters, then cannons aren't going to be so unjustified.
Well, you'll notice all the teams that got cannons are the ones that don't have massive monsters, except for the ogres, which for some reason got the weird cannon that made no
Well, the
sense to me.
Chaos Slash Demons got a cannon.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Like, Empire getting more expensive cannons was actually a surprise. I mean, I saw them going up to 100 points, but not. Or I thought they were 100 points to begin with. I didn't see them going up to 120. That didn't seem to make sense to me.
I think it's because of the engineer now, isn't it? Everyone pretty much takes an engineer if they take a
Oh,
cannon.
yeah. With the ability to pretty much auto hit.
Yeah, there's not much actual variation when you take engineers. Go look, I missed once. Reroll.
Nope. Empire cannons don't miss. That's silly. They do, however, still have rubber cannonballs, thank God.
Yeah. Oh, and Thanquil's only 650 points.
How much is he currently? Not counting? I mean, obviously now he will currently be 650. And that's another question. Does that mean his new profile completely replaces his old profile? Like,
we don't know if there'll be a him and a him on foot, or whether it's just going to be a...
Yeah, I'm also curious.
Or a him and an end of the end times. And Nagash is supposed to die in this next installment.
So he's 450 currently. So he's going up a lot. He's going up 200 points on top of all that, which he should, based on what you just told me. Because now Bone Ripper sounds like an absolute freaking badass. And also just having 8 wounds on a character with a 4 up ward save.
Well, I'll state wounds. Just for clarification, it looks like an 8.
It looks like an 8. So, okay, let's say potentially worst case scenario. I mean, let's say they go off the current profile. Let's say it's 6. Even that, 6 wounds with a 4 up ward save, we're talking a help it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with running that against cannons if I've got, you know, a Storm Banner
so
in back.
So, Math's new edition Skaven is going to be Super Thanquor and the Warp Seer. So you've got two massive things that are toughness 6 with 6 wounds running around with 4 up ward saves.
4 up ward saves. On top of the old Hellpits, which of course you know everyone will be taking however many they can. So, let's see. 2 Hellpits, 4 up ward saves, 6 wounds. Not tough 6, but hey, that's okay. And then, you know, however many lords you can squeeze in, which I guess in this case would be 2, with tough 6, 6 wounds, and 4 up ward
saves. It's not just that. It's a Warpstone amulet, isn't it? Giving him a wound back at 5 up. It's going to be like, he's nearly dead! Got one back.
Nope. He can't transfer him anymore? Or does his ward stave still transfer the wound like it used to?
Just
for shits and giggles, or they get rid of that? Thank God.
So was if his Warp Fire Thrower misfires, it automatically hits the closest Skaven unit doing D6 wounds.
I could care less. That's Skaven for you. I'm okay
it's
with
it. It's not
that.
Like they were saying put the template on it, is it? So, you know.
It's not like Ikkit Claw, who if he misfires his Warp Fire, it blows him up.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, the most terrifying... It's like, I've got an awesome secret weapon hidden in my claw. I'm 395 points, though, and if it should happen to misfire, I'm dead.
It's so awesome.
Like, I love Ikkit Claw. He's one of the coolest looking models out there, in my opinion. But he is so, so risky.
Wow.
And he's not really worth it. I understand that too. But he actually looks cool. So.
He's Storm Demon. He's up to 10 hits in a shot. That's pretty awesome. That is.
And so he's got decent armor, decent ward save. But anyway, back to Thanquil and Bone Ripper. So what about I guess okay. So I'm trying to figure this out then. There's no mention in the current profile of whether or not he can't be mounted on Bone Ripper as a single model.
It is a profile. Now, there are books. There's an end time book with multiple profiles for one character, and this is only one page. So.
Right. So there could be another page with him on his own.
Theoretically, there's another page.
What was I going to say other than that? What does it count as? What does Bone Ripper count as? A monster?
He's or... the same as the Vermin Lord, a monster character.
Damn. And here I was hoping to hide him in a unit.
Jesus.
I mean, if Thankle's on foot, obviously that'll be an option on its own. And if they make him any different without Bone Ripper, because Bone Ripper obviously is the one who got the upgrades here, and Thankle gets the upgrade of having a ton of extra wounds. If
Thankle gets massive survivability and unbreakable, it means you can have a Skaven general that isn't going to run away.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing here that I can see, on emphasis, see with the blurry picture, that says he can't be your general. Unlike the Vermin Lords, which specifically
which would
say,
not make sense if he wasn't. No, because Thankwell's the general. That makes sense in my mind. If they said he could not be general, I'd actually be incredibly upset with Games Workshop about a major retconning of, in theory, lore.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to be in his army. He's not very reliable.
Oh,
unless
no, that's
this
true.
Is going to be.
I didn't say it was a good
Thanquil
general.
Ascended. This is the new Thanquil. Forget the incompetent retard who gets everything screwed up.
And accidentally blows up half of, you know, what was it, Altdorf in the first book?
Yeah, I have no idea. I just remember he's a retard.
It's been forever. He still has D6 plus 2 Warpstone tokens, I imagine. Okay. Still gets to reroll his ones?
I'm not sure. This summit that's blurry,
it's too
about
small.
Ones. I can see a one, but I'm not sure what it says.
That implies enough to me that they probably kept that. Because that was one of the cool things that actually made him at least interesting to run, if not necessarily effective. Because he was the guy you could spam 13th with and be like, ha!
Well, he's going to be pretty good anyway, given his combined stat now, so...
Yeah.
I mean, he's either toughness 5 or 6. It's definitely a 5 or 6-ish shaped looking thing. So, but if you go for the brazier knuckles of death, it's going to be strength 7 in combat.
Right.
Which is going to mash most things. And having everyone in base contact with a massive base take a toughness test or take a wound.
Oh, he has plague sensor.
Yeah,
type
if he's
stuff.
Using the plague flails, he has plague sensor rules.
Does that jump him to strength 8 for the first round of combat?
No, it's always strength 7.
Oh, he's just always strength 7. Mm. Okay. But if he takes those, does he omit the warp fire throwers?
Yeah.
Because I will gladly take 2 stand and shoot warp fire shots.
Yeah, this is
rather than be strength 7.
But then you're only strength 6 in combat. It's...
Who cares? 2 warp fire shots at strength 5. Pretty much gonna auto hit because you're standing and shooting, even though those rules have always been questionable.
Oh, it's...
But. D3, also D3 wounds on him. You will fry a monster. You will fry a Hydra.
It's quick to fire. Just march right up to whatever you think is going to charge you. And
yep.
You just go, stand and shoot.
Like, put him 5 inches away. Something like that. I'd say 5 inches probably the safest bet. I mean, I haven't done the full math on a warp fire.
Yeah, 5 or 6 inches is probably... It's a 10-inch template, so that puts you in the middle.
But you want to get that nice teardrop right
on the
middle.
Yeah, depending on if it's a monster or what it is exactly. But yeah.
Yeah, that too.
If it's just infantry, it's not really going to matter because you'll kill a load, they'll charge in, they'll probably challenge you out, you'll kill someone else. If they don't challenge you out, you'll thunderstomp the unit.
I mean, you can also do the H formation. You can put 2 units of slaves in steadfast on either side. So like 2 units, 50 slaves, 5 wide, you know, 10 deep, blah, blah, blah. Put one on either side of him, like, just a little bit further back from the front, so they can't actually charge him.
Mm.
They can only charge the slaves on either side, and then you can barbecue whatever charges the slaves. And then charge in and support whatever's left.
Yeah. So you like the idea of the new Thanquil, then?
He seems decent. I mean, I'll take anything for a spin once or twice, just to make sure that... I'm not, you know, turning down every option just based on, you know, paper. Because everything on paper always, you know, looks one way or another. But then you actually try it, and it's like, okay, you know, maybe the Deceiver's not so as weak because that cannonball, you know, did get saved a couple times by that word save. So, because in my mind, anything that doesn't have at least a 4-up word save and is a big freaking monster, like... it's going to die to cannons so quickly. So, but that's just because I have a very aversion. Like, I don't like dealing with cannons, which is why I normally take the Storm Banner.
Well, if you took the Storm Banner and the Deceiver, you could teleport over there, and then you could skitter leap. I mean, you could cracks call it from 1 inch away. Auto a dead cannon.
Yep.
And
yep.
If you...
Cannons, usually. I have not played against many players who split their cannons up. And the few people who do... usually that causes more problems than good form. So
I think it takes practice, definitely. But yeah, I think you, there's scope there, and the Deceiver definitely, and the Warpseer definitely, the support ones, they can probably do more hassling damage than the others, because being able to teleport and then pick off units in Horde, because it's always going to get you into short range, and then you can just blast away at them. And the other one is always rolling six hits on Warp Lightning. So,
which is never bad. I've always thought that Warp Lightning was usually on the table, one of the spells that gets let through because they're always terrified of Plague, Crack's Call, Death Frenzy, and Dread 13th, of course. So they'll let Warp Lightning through, but D6 strength 5 hits is nothing to sneeze at. You can knock out monsters with that pretty quick.
Well, if it's 6 and you one dice it, you're just going to piss them off.
Well, I mean, I usually will toss 2 dice at it just because I usually like getting it off, because, again, they'll let it go through.
I suppose if you throw a 2, then they've got to use more dice to stop it.
Yeah, that too. So, and they usually never want to do that.
Yeah.
In fact, yeah, that's the only reason I even pay attention to Scorch at all, is because when the bell rings, cast Scorch for free. And it's just kind of like, cool, my opponent's going to waste 1 dispel dice trying to get rid of it, or he's going to use the 1 dispel dice, fail to dispel it, and now not have his level 4 for dispelling anything else. Fantastic! That's why I like Scorch.
In fact, you know what else would be an awesome single profile? Thankwon, a bell.
Oh, God.
That could be on another page for all we know.
I was going to say, are they going to have new bell rolls that are... I mean, I can never complain about the bell. I still love the bell. It's my favorite unit. Or favorite combined type deal. A bell with a unit of Stormvermin. But, I mean, the bell's ringing rules have always been a bit shaky at best. And most of them are kind of not as cool anymore. Which is, you know, why it's only 200 points. The big thing you're caring about is the decent combat profile, giving your unit MR5 and Unbreakable, of course, is fantastic. And there's so many different formations you can do just to screw with people's heads. I put the bell in the front rank once against, like, Strength 2 units and just watched them wail at it forever. And was like, cool, you will never kill this unit, ever, ever. Or no, that was it. It was a Skull Crusher. And so the Skull Crusher in the, at least I think that's what it's called, or Skull Cracker maybe, from the Dark Dwarves. Why are my names going so crazy today? Sorry, Chaos Dwarves. Chaos Dwarves, right? So they've got the Skull Crusher. It's the big choo-choo train of death that does 2d6 impact hits, and then has like no attack whatsoever, but then does a 2d6 Thunder Stomp at Strength 8. So... like, it murders infantry units. And it's toughness 8, and, like, it's broken because it's Chaos Dwarves. And Forge World did not know what they were doing. So, just to prove how dumb it was, I put the bell forward front rank, formed 3 ranks behind it, charged the bell into it. It was just like, cool, you didn't get your impact hits because I charged you, and you can't Thunderstomp me because nothing's in base contact that you can Thunderstomp. Go away. And your strength 3 with your 2 attacks after that. Have fun.
Yeah. There's some weird, weird rules in the Chaos Dwarfs. It's
That one spell needs to go die in a hole. Ash Storm. Whatever. I think it's called Ash Storm. Unit can't move, can only move, can't march, can't shoot, can't cast any spells, can't dispel, can't charge, gets -1 to hit in close combat, gets -1 for shooting. Like, it does everything that all the debuff spells in Shadow do, pretty much.
Yeah, it might as well just say.
And then some. And makes it flaming. Like.
Yeah.
Like, makes the unit,
flammable,
that's it.
So then they can shoot you to death and win the game.
With all their flaming stuff. It's just like, and it casts on a 10.
It's like, perfectly balanced, not geared towards selling extremely expensive models.
It's absurd. Now, if you dispel that one spell, the rest of their magic kind of pooey, but...
Yeah, but what annoys me is the tournament legal. Everyone takes them at tournaments. No one says anything. It's like, oh, they're perfectly... But if you try and take someone else from Forge World, like, oh, no, it's not got an army book. It's like, what the hell are you on about? You let Chaos Dwarfs into this tournament.
Well, I mean, everyone just... I think it's a nostalgia thing. Everyone liked them when they were first out, and then the whole Games Workshop getting rid of them thing was kind of a sour note, and also one of their dumber decisions. They were a pretty popular army. Which is why people normally let them back in. I've seen Dogs of War let into tournaments before, which was really
weird. That's blast from the past.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like, Pikes? I get to fight against Pikes?
They had the first chariot cannon, really didn't they, way back when they were bloody mercenaries.
Yep. The galloping, someone's galloping cannons, which were fantastic. It wasn't like I thought Dogs of War was fairly balanced. It wasn't super broken, wasn't super, wimpy. They had a variety of things. They were pretty much Empire with a slightly different style.
Without the heavy hitting stuff, I think. So, basically.
Yeah. Well, Empire got a lot of its heavy hitting stuff in the most recent edition. So, no monsters, Cav, no big monsters for the most part, other than giants, which everyone has something that's at least that decent.
Wow.
No super crazy artillery, just cannons for the most part.
It's all pretty reasonable to deal with.
Anyway, but yeah, so hopefully we will see these new armored rat ogres or whatever they're going to end up being. We know there are Red Ogres coming, we just don't know what they are yet, and that's what's driving me insane.
Yeah, well, given the slight implications with Bone Ripper, that there's something there about impact hits and...
Storm Vermin on armored Red Ogres. Basically, we've got a Vermin Lord on Red Ogre, and the thing is, it implies that it's like a big status thing, but I could see Storm Vermin on Red Ogres. Yeah. Like, Games Workshop has no problem retconning things right now.
No, it just goes, where can we make the most money? This model doesn't exist. Awesome.
Yep. They missed a big chance with making plastic weapon teams. They would have made a fortune off of those. So, as long as they kept the kits relatively limited in spare parts. Because otherwise you'd see a million conversions break out.
Yeah, but we never know. But next book we might see something like that. I'm quite... in the same frame of view that there will be a 9th edition and there will be new stuff. Everyone keeps saying, it's the end times, it's all going to end.
No, it's the end of 8th edition. It's very clearly a send-off for 8th. So that's why they're kind of throwing out. I mean, I think it's also a test run. I mean, you're right. They probably will have the 50% Lords thing because that does encourage smaller armies, which helps people break into fantasy, which compared to 40K has a much higher model rate, at least currently. And so, 40K, you can get freaking 20 guys and have an army. It's absurd. Grey Knights, baloney.
Oh, no. I've just finished putting loads of stuff on eBay under the name Skaven Dan, so if anyone wants to buy some stuff off eBay.
But what I'm curious about is, so if this is the... So, assumably, we've gone through... Because someone actually pointed out, and I think they were actually really accurate when they said it, was that we've gone through the four avatars of, you know, the end times, go figure. So we had death, then we had plague, then we had, or whatever it was supposed to be, then we had war, and now we have famine, in theory, technically, is supposed to be the Skaven. And so... Now the question is, so that's those four are covered now, assuming that we are going by that, which it looks like we are. So is there going to be a fifth book? And if it is, who's it going to be? And crossing fingers here, are we going to see Sigmar?
Well,
because that would be fantastic. We get an Empire book for the
as
finale.
As far as we know, Nagash supposedly dies in this one, and Archeon is on his way.
Oh,
so something
So we're really doing a rehash of Storm of Chaos.
Yeah, to a lesser extent. It's definitely based off that. From the sounds of it, it was supposed to be a four-book thing, but it sold so well, they've rehashed part of it, or they've taken part out of four and made it into two books. So it's going to be interesting to see which way it goes. I think you'll get a strong indication from the end of this one what is going to happen.
Also, the orcs haven't gotten anything thrown their way yet, right? Or lizards. There's still a wide variety. I mean, obviously, it's been the bad guys getting all the love right now.
Well,
but
the lizards are going to try and leave, and the Skaven are going to stop them, and something's going to happen there.
Okay, so the lizards might get some involvement with
this.
Yeah,
they definitely are, because Itza gets destroyed. We know that for a fact. And the great exodus that the lizard men call fails. That's almost certain as well. Chaos has taken over the north of Lustria. So Chaos is coming down the flank, and Skaven are coming across the river, and the Lizardmen are going south to escape. So it looks like it's going to be Lizardmen, Skaven, Chaos. So there's either going to be a three-way fight, or a deal go down somewhere is where I'm going towards it. So, yeah, we'll see.
And that leaves, High Elves have already gotten their thingy. That was war. High Elves had Avatar War. So yeah, we haven't had an Empire type deal yet. We haven't had Britannia, though I don't think they're going to get much if they do.
Well,
I'm so sad. Oldest book in the bloody game. They still never got an update.
It could be the final thing. You know, the last one could be Britannia, the dwarfs, the Empire, all coming together to take advantage of things. Because if Nagash falls, then the massive siege on the dwarfs is going to end. But that still leaves them under attack by the Skaven. So,
of course.
And apparently, Ikitclaw.
I have no illusion that the Skaven will win this by the end of it. So. I know we want to, but I don't think it.
Chaos always wins in some extent. I mean, Ulthuan is gone, and all the elves have gone to live in the fucking forest. So you don't know.
Oh man, I do want a new Britannia book really badly. I love my bucketheads. I know I make fun of them, but They're my fun list.
Well, we don't know. You never know. Book 5 could be.
What's depressing, though, is that Skaven are now the second oldest army book, which I never thought I'd get to see.
Ah, well. They'll get a new one soon. They're definitely not being dropped with how much new releases and stuff they're getting and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're never getting dropped. We're one of the more unique races in Warhammer. We got way too much love.
Well, apparently a lot of this stuff going on and certain things being destroyed it's all stuff they can't copyright. You know how they've gone crazy with the paints last year and they've used all names that are complete batshit crazy so that they can claim copyright on the paint name. Well, now that's what they're doing with the dwarfs and the elves and everything, because you know they've Malekith, they can't copyright that because Marvel used it first for the Dark Elves, so they can't copyright Malekith, so they've changed his name to the Eternal King. Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's what they've done.
Just to
get
around.
They've gone
it.
Fuck it. The end times have come. The High Elves are gone. He's going to rename himself the Eternal King, and that's what he's going to be called from now on.
Oh God, I thought we were over this.
Oh no, everything comes down to the lawyers. There's the gods of the Warhammer universe, and then above them there are the Games Workshop lawyers. And there's a list of names to be annihilated.
Fighting for internal control. I was going to say, so it ain't going to... Well, Sigmar is under... I'm pretty sure Sigmar's Games Workshop property already. In fact, I'm almost guaranteed if I look at the copyright page.
Oh, yeah, yeah, make no mistake. If there's any character with a dodgy name that can't copyright, he's dead. He is as good as dead.
Ah, that's brilliant. Anyways.
Yeah, going a bit binged off topic there, aren't we?
Yeah.
But yes, I'll look forward to it. We'll have to see what's going on. And obviously, I'm going to do my absolute damnedest to get this book. So that should be good.
I will be, yeah, I was going to say, when that happens, I'm sure I'll be able to get a look at it, because I know there's at least one other. It was actually really depressing. I had a big break from Warhammer, so I haven't actually been able to play as much as I'd like. Like, I still get in a game here and now against a couple regular people that I used to play. They use me as tourney practice. But apparently there's been no Skaven players at my local store since I took my hiatus. And I got back and watched a couple games, and one guy was like, "You play Skaven?" I was like, "Yeah." Like, "I've never played Skaven. I want to play Skaven." And I was like, "Oh my god, you have missed out. You've missed out on so many horrors.
Prepare for that. It does what? You can't fire into combat.
I was going to say.
You do what?
You want to get ready? I've got a 10-page FAQ printed out right here. And I got my 5 pages of charts printed out right here.
The BRB FAQ and the BRB. Haven book.
I was going to say,
and after
yeah.
this, the End Times and the End Times.
I was going to say, and then the End Times book. I saw his list. They weren't playing super End Timesy, as far as I can tell. I think he, well, I actually can't say that. It was an Empire list, so. And I've never been super great at analyzing Empire from a distance.
Oh, they're going to want to take Karl Franz.
Yep.
Karl Franz,
yes.
Is unkillable. 4 up ward, MR2. You've got to shoot him with a cannon.
Pretty much. Or stuff him in a unit of slaves.
Yeah, but your problem is, if you do it that kills him slow, and he takes a life wizard, that's it. He's never going to die.
How many points is he? Cool. Stuff him in a unit of slaves. Most useless 1,000
points ever.
2 cannons,
2 doom wheels. Just try and blow him to pieces.
I mean, can he can go in a unit, right? He's still cavalry
no,
or whatnot.
No.
Or is he riding Deathclaw?
He's riding Deathclaw and causes terror on 3d6 and you discard the lowest dice.
Meh. Again, no one cares about terror. But yeah, stuff him up with slaves and shoot him with a million cannons. 2 Doom Wheels could probably bring him down.
2 Doom Wheels. Doom Wheels are the answer for everything.
I mean, he's still 6 wounds.
I think he's 8.
Oh, he's 8, of course. Okay, so 1 Doom Wheel definitely couldn't get it done realistically. So 2 Doom Wheels, though. 2 Doom Wheels.
Oh, if you don't know anything about these, you'll love the Eternal King. He's riding his lovely black dragon. He has a 1-up save, and he is immune to multiple wound weapons.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is I don't have those yet. I need to make sure. I need to make sure I've got at least 200 slaves. Oh, wait, I have 200.
I think what I'm saying is Khan's Lyra is significantly more popular.
This is the one problem. I've filed my list down to, like, this elegant machine, and I don't know, with this new End Time stuff coming, what I would change to try to... Like, obviously, I'd have to drop the bell.
No.
But I don't have to drop the bell because I have 50% more lords to play with. So it's like
the best thing for most of these guys is the fly. So just keep them grounded. Make sure you get Howling Warp Gales, and take the Storm Banner, and
shoot them
some more. Invariably is the answer. Small arms fire. Warp Lightning can kill the Eternal King. So probably take that to Vermin Lord that does 6 automatic hits if he takes Karl Franz, because.
I was going to say, I'm assuming Fellblade is still super
effective. Well, it is until we get an updated book, because it gets destroyed in the End Times book.
Oh, well, but only if they don't retcon the entire End Times installment just to go back to regular Warhammer.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to retcon it, but...
They did it with the Storm of Chaos. That's why we don't have Storm
of
Chaos.
Yeah, but the lawyers didn't ascend to god status back then, and now they have.
Is it because Fellblade can't be copyrighted?
I have no idea. Actually, I do wonder if that could quite well be a possibility. But it killed Nagash, didn't he? So he sent his goons after it and then melted it down.
That sucks then, because that would have been a fantastic way to deal with half of these characters.
Not Eternal King, because she'll go, yeah, 6 hits. Yeah, six wounds. Oh, the Nutmort wounds, and now I kill you back.
Yeah. That no multiple wounds is annoying, but I mean, yeah, our characters were never meant to fight against super crazy combat characters. That's why we have slaves.
Yeah. And cracks.
Which are getting, they're getting nerfed in the next book. That's gonna be
I don't
sad,
know if they
but
are, because these characters are so ridiculous now that.
yeah, but I, well, I have no idea. I'd have to check. I'd have to go find my really old Skaven book. I don't even remember. Were
They
slaves
were
always 2 points?
3 points and they went down
There were
to
three points in
two.
the old one. Okay.
So they may go back up to three, but that's not really much of a change, to be honest.
Or 2.5. You never know. Because we've got 4.5 point clan rats, because, you know, we can have half points now in books. That was still absurd in my
You
mind.
need it. It helps you get that extra slave in.
But nah, I mean, it going theme wise, I'd probably throw like in the list that I take that has it is Queek that has the Storm
Yeah.
Vermin, right? Queek's Super
Yeah.
Storm Vermin. In that list, I'd probably throw one of those combat vermin lords in just to just for theme's sake.
Well,
Also because it's it would
as long
support
as you're
pretty
running
well.
him in with a block of slaves and allocate, and don't forget to allocate like I did, like a pillock, you can kill a character, break from combat because they're batty your slaves, and then you just turn around and find the next unit with a character in. And you just keep doing
Yeah,
that.
that
They're
would
pinned on the slayer, so you're just like, eh, you're not interested anymore. I've got the points out of that unit. Where's your next character with no armor? Where's that level 4 wizard hiding?
Who cares if they have armor? If you're strength 7, you're strength 7, they're getting like their 1-up armor save goes to a 5-up. So I will
Well,
gladly
that
take
depends
those
on which
odds.
vermin lord you run, but yeah.
Yeah. Even a 4-up, I'll take strength 6 against a 1-up armor save. 4-up armor save, you fail, D3 wounds, go away.
Yeah, that's
So.
why I see the Warp Seer being the most popular. Because 4 at ward save, D3 wounds. It's quite capable of running in and killing enemy wizards and going, right, that's another
You
one
toss
down.
that initiative. Toss the initiative bomb at a monster, hope you get
Yeah,
lucky.
if you
I
need
mean,
it.
or anything, I was going to say. There's a lot of stuff that initiative tests can wreck, which is why people hated Purple Sun back then. Now we just kind of laugh when we think about Purple Sun. It's like, that was scary.
Ah, it was never too bad for the Skaven, but
Yeah, back when the Bell couldn't take initiative tests, it was pretty
ogres,
annoying.
boomf, dead.
And then, but so, like, that's one way I could run that. I don't know how I'd try to fit one in with a bell, though. I don't know. I mean, obviously, it'd be another distraction, but I'd probably dropping the points would have to come from the rare section. I like my
To
rares.
be honest,
So.
all I had to do was clear out my lords, drop my gutter runners and a cannon, and I managed to fit two in. So it's doable, but it's which one do you go for? Because if you drop your gutter runners, you really need the teleporting one, so that you can jump on the
Right, so you
cannon
can
and
take
go
care of
boom,
cannons.
deal with me.
I was gonna say, how many points do I have invested in specials? You probably drop. If I dropped pretty much all my shooting.
Eternal King.
I'm super supportive of slaves against that type of
It's on a
shenanigans.
dragon, dude. It's on a dragon. He's not
So,
gonna run into your
he's
slaves.
not flying anywhere on that dragon. Not with a Storm Banner and Howling Warp Gale. Especially since, because that's how it works, right? You get all the magic with any caster. So Gracier's got all
No,
spells,
no,
right?
no. End times.
Or did they
End times
clarify that
Kane
finally?
is if you read it, which is hard because not everyone's got a copy of the bloody book, it is a
Yeah,
game
that's why
specific
there's templates.
special rule that you can or cannot use. I honestly don't see anyone but high elves and dark elf players running it,
Oh,
so
okay. Yeah.
it's in general people just don't use it.
So it's an
Yeah.
option. Okay. I was gonna say, because if it's not an option, it's like, cool, my Gracier's got 13 spells to play with. I will gladly
Oh yeah, that'd be
have
brutal.
the most versatile wizard in the entire
And you
game.
can tell by the way they've worded the vermin laws that it doesn't really
The
apply.
implication is, yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's supposedly going to end when the magic dies down. So, and we don't, is that related to Nagash? Because Nagash is supposed to die this book. So when Nagash
Right.
dies, is he going to recede the Winds of Magic?
I was going to say the Games Workshop realized the calamity they caused when they released those rules and did not clarify what a failed spell is and caused another freaking uproar of stupidity.
That's game. They don't think. Their hands are tied by the lawyers going, who else isn't copyrighted?
Here's the thing. I understand like the possibility of mistakes being made because like when I worked on my thing back the Order of Soul and stuff, like mistakes were found. Like I had a guy go through and gave me like he basically sent me a 20-page thing with like a million questions in it and was like, what does this do? What does this do? What does this do? Like how is it like this is worded weirdly. Like what did you mean? I was like, I'm sorry, I did not realize that that came out meaning that. Let me go and retype that real fast. So, but Games Workshop's never really done that. I mean, their FAQ support has been limited at best. And when was the last time we got a freaking
We got
FAQ?
one for the second End Times. But it was an End Times update, wasn't it? It was
It was
50% Lord,
just,
blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. That was it, really.
Like, it was very specifically just the one that made the
Well,
regular game
what
in
I've been
times.
told is that in this lull that we've had, 40K has had like a complete FAQ overview. Because from the sounds of it, they've just completely shafted 40K. So,
Which is wonderful.
you can understand them needing to allocate into that, but oh, whatever. Little kids play 40K.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe 40K will get something epic coming up because from what I hear, they're already getting another bloody edition soon, which is
That's partly because the
ridiculous.
current one's rubbish. Just doesn't work.
Yeah, that seems to be the last like three editions of 40K. Like, there's a reason I stopped playing,
Yeah.
guys. Fifth was half decent. Fourth was when it was good.
I've still got some bits to put
And
on
so.
eBay. I just can't be bothered.
Yeah. But so maybe they'll do that, and maybe we'll get another rehash of FAQs, which would be
Well, I don't
nice.
think we're
That's
going to get new
interesting.
FAQs. I think we're going to get the End Times, then we're going to get Ninth Edition, and
And we'll
then
get
you'll get
ninth.
FAQs for any book that isn't dated.
Because yeah, they will update everything
Yeah.
to ninth, and they'll do the FAQs then. Which is going to cause more disaster fest. Oh my god. Because Skaven aren't going to get a book by ninth. Like, that's the thing. Unless, like, the Skaven End Times book is a complete overhaul for us. And because of that, it's going to be real. I mean, oh god. And suggesting Bretonnians survive, like, they're even worse off.
I
Sixth
think
edition.
Bretonnia will survive. I don't know. You could see Skaven Bretonnia being in the next box set, and then they could release the books with a start at ninth.
Then they release the books. Yeah, that's always a. I mean, that'll always draw people in for
Because that made Bretonnia really
buy-in.
popular and they're really old, so it's a good base. I mean, do you remember the half-assed Wood Elf release? They were just like,
Yeah,
we
that
don't
was kind
think
of
anyone will buy
silly.
Wood Elves because they're so old. So we'll release like two things, and then everyone went buy, buy,
Yeah.
buy, 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 and they went, oh my god, let's make some more stuff up. Here, have this, have
Yeah.
it, buy it, buy it, give us your money.
I like they made the new Treekin model and then they made I think they just made like a basic Wood Elf kit, right? Like that was pretty much it
Yeah, that's because Wood Elves don't exist
for
anymore.
the entire release. Yeah, because well literally no one played them. Like you'd get the one poor brave soul who'd show up to like a grand tournament who played Wood Elves and was just like, you're cute. And you felt horrible because you knew that they were trying and they used to be a fantastic team in seventh, and now they just kind of like there's one way to play them effectively, and if it works, it works, and if it doesn't, it fails miserably and horribly. Like, if it works, you scrape by like a a
Well,
hair.
if they don't retcon the End Times, there are no Wood Elves anymore. It's all just elves. Seriously,
Yeah, the high
Malekith's
elves and the
moved
wood
into the
elves. Yep.
forest with his legion of bitch elves and the Phoenix Guard. And what? So yeah, it's.
Because we've always wanted to just get rid of that whole annoying, these elves are better than these elves problem. So just make them all the same elves.
Well, Wood Elves is a Tolkien copyright. So, Yeah, and so is High Elves, actually.
Well, yeah, but then you could get into discussions about the Noldor versus the Sindar and a whole bunch of stuff
like that.
Yeah,
but you've just got to think...
This is what happens when you copy stuff from Tolkien's works. I'm not exactly saying that I'm upset about that. I'm just saying that it's like, look, we know that you had some influences from Tolkien way back in the day. It's very obvious based on some of the names that you got, some of the, you know, clear styles and stories. And there's not a problem with that. It's just that, you know, eventually some copyright issues are going to come up.
Oh, no, you can't think like that, because they don't do that. According to them, they invented everything. It's like Apple.
Oh, yeah, they clearly invented space marines, and the Tyranids are nothing like Alien, and they definitely didn't come out the year after that movie came out. Nothing like that. No. Well, technically, they came out the year after Aliens came out, because that was the one that made them cool.
I don't know what you're insinuating.
The Necrons are definitely not modeled after Terminators in any way, shape, or form.
And half of the units aren't copied from StarCraft at all.
Oh god. Ooh, that is a whole nother can of worms that we are not gonna open here. So it's just like, yep, no. It's hard to tell now because that story has gotten so warped by like a million retellings of it. But I can't tell if it was Warcraft or StarCraft. But I'm going to go that it was probably Warcraft that came first. And that was or it didn't come first. Blizzard got contracted by Games Workshop to make their game, or started making a game and then pitched it to Games Workshop. And then they said no. Either way, that's why the green orc similarities come in. So I actually think that Games Workshop had that first, and then Blizzard came in and was making a game for them and then failed miserably. And then Games Workshop made the mistake of saying something along the lines of, we don't think an RTS based on our system will succeed in this market. And that turned out to be the stupidest decision they possibly ever made.
Well, that's an argument for the lawyers.
Yeah, I know. God. They settled out of court or something along those lines.
Well, yeah, it's a bazillion pound cheaper. So,
yep.
If only GW would renace on EA after EA copied the Orc tanks, because they've killed EA.
When was this?
Oh, didn't you know? Dog, fuck off! I'm being attacked by a puppy. Command and Conquer Online has the Orc faction, and they added it, and some moron went, well, why don't we just use the blueprints for the Warhammer 40k Orc tanks? So that's what they did. And then Games Workshop went, release the lawyers! And EA has said that the Command & Conquer franchise is now bankrupt. So
that franchise went downhill because they made the stupid decision of trying to release an online browser plugin-based stupid game.
That was the game that they got sued for, horribly. Though. That is the game that copied the Orc 40k tanks.
It was a dumb idea to make that game in the first place.
It was dumb, and then they got sued for making a dumb game. So it was just...
That franchise has gone downhill since 3. Times 3 was like the last good one.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh.
It's, yeah, so... But...
No.
GW gave them a kiss of death, so there you go.
Games Workshop's lawyers are notorious for their stupidity, but regardless.
Yeah, indeed. So yeah, I think that concludes his bitching. And we'll have to wait till next week to get his hands on the real rules and see what's happening.
So yeah, that's the one I'm interested in. I do want to, hopefully I will get a look at this new book and be able to peruse its pages and see what other madness they've concocted
well,
for us.
Well, you're welcome to come back on here and talk now, about it when we get it. So it's...
I'm totally willing, as long as I'm not swamped. So, which, it's been a good couple weeks. My schedule, like I said, has opened up significantly.
Cool.
And so, I was going to, one question though, since I don't actually have any of the other End Time books on me, I haven't bothered to buy them because I was kind of like, meh, I don't play the other factions and whatnot, and I'll get to read them when I play against anyone else who actually is using that stuff. I did play against Nagash once. That was kind of dumb. It's just like, cool, Doom Wheels die. And it was kind of like, okay. I mean, that was impressive. I'm glad you're 1,000 points went to good use there.
See, he should have just stayed the hell away from you. Because he can summon a Terrorgeist 36 inches away, so he should have just done that and screamed at you fucking...
Doomwheel, yeah, that would do it. But do those books have the rules for all the releases before they're actually released?
Releases before they're released.
So right now, obviously, the White Dwarf is providing the rules for the Vermin Lords and stuff. And obviously, those rules will be in the new Skaven book, just so that, you know, you'll have it in a compressive, not-gonna-fall-apart magazine. So the Nagash book, I don't remember if... I think everything for the Nagash book actually came out at the same time, so I can't use that one as a perfect example. But
I think that's going to be the rule. As it comes out, the new units will come out. GW lost that court case where it tried to claim copyright on things that didn't exist. That's what happened. So they can't release stuff and then take the time about making the models.
Gotcha. So they got to do it both.
Yeah,
the model has
to be for sale, or they can't claim any kind of intellectual property.
So what they'll probably do is release the book and then do the pre-orders for whatever is going to come out of that book at the same time, or something along those lines. Because I can't imagine they would release the Rat Ogres after releasing that book and then have the rules for those Rat Ogres not be in that book.
So. Well, that's the way it's going to be, isn't it? They're either going to be available or not available. So, by Friday night, we should know for sure. Because... That's all it's going to take. All it's going to take is a couple of pictures being leaked and then someone pushing a model out before Games Workshop does, and they lose the copyright war.
Yep.
And they've already insisted that they don't want to lose it. That's why they didn't release anything for the Elf book, because they were under contract to provide Lord of the Rings models for that period. So you got a Hobbit release and that was it.
That's a shame, because we could have seen the Avatar of War in fantasy.
Well, the Avatar of Cain is the... He dies in the story.
Yeah, still. If Nagash is going to die, why would they really... I mean, you know, it's the whole who cares. They can release the models just for the sake of it.
They can't copyright Avatar. Someone beat him to it. Kill him! That's what it is. It's just a name. A list of names that have to be exterminated. The End Times lawyer have decreed it.
Yep. The Plague release was also a little bit depressingly small. The Chaos Plague weird thingies. I have not seen anyone use those since they came out.
They
not
were
one.
Used at the Nothing. Sheffield Slaughter Tournament. They're pretty good, unless you're Skaven and you take 13th and just go Bazinga. Because they're actually infantry.
What?
Oh yeah, didn't you know?
The
massive 40mm infantry dudes are... They're infantry, they're normal infantry. Yeah.
I'm
there,
done.
There were me and two more Skaven players at the tournament, and I just turned around to the other guys and I went... You do know they are infantry, so if you draw that guy, take 13th. And I think one of them did.
Oh, God. And probably, I imagine those models are 60 points a pop or something close.
Yeah, but they are hard as hell.
But then the 13th don't care.
Yeah, 13th, it's like roll a 10 and they're all dead.
Yep. God. That's disgusting.
I need most filthy infantry. Filthy.
Anyways.
Yep. So, go on. Mm-hmm. You're going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, I will be excited to definitely cover the book when it comes out.
So. Yeah, well, I'm going to be on it like a bonnet. I've already set up a new account because my old account with GW didn't seem to work anymore. I was like, right.
That seems to be a regular
I'm
going to
get
problem.
It. I've synced everything up. I've synced my payment details. It's going to be a one-click purchase for me, which is probably why so many people are missing out on the other books, because you can set up that one-click purchase.
Everyone is clicking at once?
Well, so it just goes, how many do you want? So someone goes on, goes 10, and then goes, bazinga.
And then resells them as soon as they're
sold
out.
Yeah, because you ain't got any. GW don't care. They just want to sell the books.
Nope, I hear that.
So it's all good to them if someone bids a prick. But anyway, I shall leave it at that.
He makes a beast out of himself. Gets rid of the pain of being a man.